It is indeed a blessing that once again I can come here and fellowship with the brothers and sisters.
真是很感谢主，我今天能够再一次和弟兄姐妹们在这里聚集。
And I know today is a day we're supposed to turn out hours ahead.
今天我们应该把时钟调快一个小时。
And as if we have lost an hour.
事实上，那就是我们少了一个小时。
But as long as we are gathered together before the Lord, if we can be touched by the Lord,
但只要我们能够在一起聚集在神的面前， 然后我们能够被神所触摸，
And if we can touch eternity,
然后我们能够触摸那个永生，
And I believe that even the last hour can be redeemed by the Lord.
所以我觉得，即使我们损失了一个小时， 也会被神所补偿的。
And so, brother and sister, could we, I would like to ask you, please turn to a few passages with me in the Bible.
弟兄姐妹们, 我请大家一起打开圣经, 能够读几段经文。
And first we would like to read Romans chapter 6.
我们先要读罗马书第六章。
We just read verses 3 and 4.
我们读第六章3到4节。
It should be a very familiar passage.
这个是大家熟悉的经文。
And if we are there, could we just read it together?
让我们一起来读。
And or do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death? Therefore, we have been buried with him through baptism into death, so that as a Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life.
岂不知我们这受洗入基督耶稣的人是受洗归入他的死吗？所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
Okay, the second passage is in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17.
我们第二段读的经文是哥林多后书5章17节。
Yes, we're going to read it together in English and then in Chinese.
我们先读英文, 再读中文。
2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things have passed away. Behold, the new things have come.
若有人在基督里, 他就是新造的人, 旧事已过, 都变成新的了。
Okay, the third passage, third verse is in Colossians chapter 3, verse 10.
第三段经文是哥罗西书3章10节。
Colossians chapter 3, verse 10.
3章10节。
And have put on the new self, who is being renewed to a true knowledge according to the image of the one who created him.
穿上了新人, 这新人在知识上渐渐更新, 正如照他主的形象。
The last passage is in 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
最后一段经文是哥林多后书第4章。
2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16.
16节。
Therefore we do not lose heart, but though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day.
所以我们不上胆, 外体虽然毁坏, 内心却一天新似一天。
So I think we're going to just first read these few passages.
我想我们就先读这些经文。
So for the passages which we just read, probably brothers and sisters, we can see a few key words.
我们刚才所读的经文中, 弟兄姐妹们大概可以看到几个关键的经文。
Yeah, probably like the word new.
一个单字就是新。
And another word, renew.
第二个字就是更新。
And then there's a word, walk.
第三个字就是, 和神行走。
Yeah, the walk has been translated in very different terms in Chinese translation.
在中文, 翻译中有不同的翻译, 就是这个行走。
Yeah, but we can see that in the English translations, for those passages, there's a word, walk.
在英文中大家都用了这个走这个字。
And so today I would like to share with the brothers and sisters concerning the topic of walk in newness of life.
我今天想和弟兄姐妹分享的就是说怎样在这个新人中能够行走，怎样行走这个新人，走新人的路。
Yeah, or from Romans chapter 6 verse 4, it talks about 一举一动有新生的样式。
就是罗马书第六章里面讲的有一举一动有新生的样式。
Yes, so talks about our walk. Actually, we know that the walk here is not physically walking, right? It's not with some kind of posture as we walk.
我们知道这个里面的行走并不是实际上我们像身体的行走，就是有一个动作，有一个脚的行走。
Yeah, actually, Chinese translation says talks very well. It talks about every move I make. That actually encompasses every activities in our daily living.
这个中文中就是翻译中就讲得很详细，他就说包括我们生活中的每一个举动，就是说我们每日生活中的每一个行为。
And for us, a Christian walk is very important.
我们知道我们基督徒行走这个行为是很重要的。
It involves our words.
这个包括我们所说的话。
And it involves our relationships.
包括我们和神的关系。人相互之间的关系。
And talk about our conduct.
也包括我们的举动。
And everything in our daily life.
我们生活中每样的事情。
And actually, from the word of the Lord, we can see that our walk actually could be service to God.
我们从神的话语中，我们也可以知道，我们这个行走行为也包括给神的侍奉。
Yeah, in Genesis chapter 24.
在这个创世纪24章时候里面就讲到。
And brothers and sisters, probably you remember when Abraham was about to send his servant back to Mesopotamia.
我们知道亚伯拉罕那个时候把他的仆人派他的仆人到米索布达米亚。
And to find a wife for his son Isaac.
是去为他的儿子以撒去找一个太太。
And that before he sent off his servant, he talked to his servant this way.
在他派这个仆人去那个地方的时候，他和他的仆人说了这样的话。
And he actually mentioned the Lord. He said that the Lord before whom I have walked.
那个时候他确实提到了这个神，他就是说，我所侍奉的耶和华。
Yeah, actually, in Chinese translation, it's talk about the Lord whom he served.
Yeah, 在中文中，他是说，是他所侍奉的神。在英文中，他是说他和他所行走和他一起行走的神。
Yeah, in English, it's talk about his life before the Lord. His life, actually, he walked before the Lord. And in Chinese translation, talk about actually it's a service.
在英文中就是说他在神面前每日所行的事情，在中文中就是说他所侍奉的神。
And therefore how we conduct ourselves, how we live our daily living could be service to the Lord.
所以我们每天所行的各样的事情怎样的行为可以变成一个怎样向神的侍奉。
And also our walk will be a testimony of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们每天的行为，我们每天和神所同走的路，也可以作为我们和对耶稣基督的一个见证。
And in Acts chapter 11,
在使徒行传第十一章中。
And brothers and sisters probably remember in the early church, and when Stephen was martyred.
我们知道在早期教会的时候，在那个斯蒂凡殉道以后，
and because of his martyrdom and the church was scattered into various places.
因为斯蒂凡殉道了以后，那个教会就分散了，到跑到各处的地方。
And they were scattered throughout the region of Judea and also Samaria.
那些就分散到犹大地和撒玛利亚地都有。
And some of them came to Antioch.
有一些人呢，就到了安提亚这个地方。
And when this group of brothers and sisters settled there,
当那些弟兄姐妹们在这里定下来的时候，
then they spontaneously preached Christ.
那个时候，他们同时就在那里传扬神的基督的福音。
And they started to have gatherings.
就在那时候开始有聚集了。
And the Bible says that the disciples were first called Christians in Antioch.
圣经是这样说，那些人被称为基督徒是从安提亚起始的。
And the name Christians actually was a nickname to them.
基督徒这个名字是对他们来说是一个绰号。
And actually probably not with much respect.
那个时候这些基督徒这个字是没有尊敬的意思。
And the literal meaning of a Christian actually means a Christ follower.
实际上的意思就是基督徒的意思就是基督的跟随者。
And because of this group of brothers and sisters, as they settled in Antioch, they just they talk like Christ and they gather together in a way that is very different from the rest of the group in the world.
那些人在安提亚聚集的时候，就是说他们行说说话行事都像基督一样，这些事情是和世界上其他的人是不一样的。
They live like Christ, therefore they earn a nickname Christian.
他们生活的就像基督一样，所以他们就有了这个绰号叫做基督徒。
So the locals call this group of people, they are Christ followers.
当地的人就把这批人称为基督的跟随者。
Dear brothers and sisters, how they live, actually they testify who Christ was.
他们是怎样生活的呢？那些人呢，就是说在生活中为基督做见证。
And also our walk can glorify our Father who is in heaven.
我们每日行为也是在那里荣耀我们在天上的父。
We remember in Matthew chapter 5,
我们也记得在马太第五章的时候，
As our Lord Jesus mentioned that we are the light of the world.
我们的主耶稣基督说我们是世上的光。
If we can conduct ourselves in such a way that the light can shine in this world,
如果我们在世上行事为人的时候是像光一样能够照耀别人，
then man will give a glory to our Father who is in heaven.
所以我们的基督徒，我们这些基督徒也就在世上为天上的父做光。
Therefore, even in our walk, we can bring glory to our Father.
所以我们在每日行为中也能够荣耀神。
Therefore, there's a much emphasis from the Word of God concerning our walk.
所以在神的话语中，对这个我们和神行走的事情是很重点的讲的。
And especially for the Apostle Paul and John.
特别是使徒保罗和约翰。
And probably if we kind of go through a little bit of word search, we can find that we are supposed to walk in newness of life.
我们说在圣经上搜索一下的话，我们应该说我们像一个新人一样在神面前行走。
And we are to walk after the Spirit.
我们也应该遵着圣灵的而行走。
And in honest and by faith.
我们这诚实，我们有信心。
And there's a we need to walk in a way that is a worthy manner.
我们也应该行事为人，做一个值得的，有一个值得称赞。值得的行事为人。
And we can walk in wisdom, we can walk in truth.
我们在智慧和真实中能够行事为人。
And so on and so on.
接着如此。
And we can see that there's a much emphasis concerning how we conduct our daily life.
所以在这里有一个很重要的事情，是我们怎样在每日生活中能够行事为人。
And yet, walking in newness of life is the beginning and the fundamental step.
我们知道我们在这个新人，我们在一个新人的样式中行走，是一个我们成长的一个基础。
And so, brothers and sisters, as we, a lot of times, as we, after we believe in the Lord, and we start our Christian living,
我们知道我们相信主耶稣基督以后，我们就开始了我们一个新的基督徒的生活。
And a lot of times we will try to use our own effort.
很多时候我们所做的就是说用我们自己的力量。
And so oftentimes, for Christians, we can easily go to two extremes.
所以做基督徒以后，我们往往会到两个极端。
And on the one hand, we have this desire to please the Lord, and we exert ourselves to conduct ourselves that we thought could be pleasing to the Lord.
一方面，我们很愿意为神做工，我们在行事为人上，我们就做一些事情，努力的做一些事情，认为那些事情能够讨神的喜悦。
And in this way, actually, our Christian living, we have become very, very uptight.
在那个情况下，我们的基督徒的生活呢，就变成了一个就变成了一个样式，很紧的样式，很紧张的样式。
Yeah, become very rigid.
我们是很固执的，
僵硬
啊、yeah. 僵硬。
And also on the other extreme, sometimes we become very careless.
在另一个极端呢，就是说我们都一切都无所谓。
And our walk has not changed.
我们日常的行为并没有任何的改变。
And it seems we blend in this world so well.
看上去我和我们和这个世界混在一起是那样的那样的协调。
Yeah, to the point that the people around us don't even know we are Christians.
我们周围的人甚至看不出我们是基督徒。
They think we are just one of them.
他们就认为我就是我们就是他们其中的一员。
But brothers and sisters, as from the word of the Lord, from the beginning, as from the very beginning, when we were baptized into His name.We are to walk in newness of life.
但是从我们神的话语中，我们知道，我们变成基督徒以后，我们就和神一样，有一个新生命。
And so that is not just for that particular moment.
但不是说就是我们在受洗的时候那个特殊的那一个时刻。
And rather, it is a lifelong process.
事实上，那个是一个我们整个生命中的一个有一个我们整个一生中都应该有一个新生命。
And this is a new.
这个生命是新的。
And because we have received a new life.
因为我们得到了一个新的从神那里来的生命。
And we know that as we believe in the Lord, we all have received a new life from the Lord.
因为我们知道，我们基督徒都从神那里接受了一个新生命。
And because of this life, we have this life relationship with God.
因为这个新生命，所以我们才和神有了一个关系。
And we have this life relationship with you and me.
我们因为有了这个新生命，才和你和我之间才有这么一个关系。
And it is all because of the finished work of our Lord Jesus Christ on that cross, so that we can all share this life.
都是因为我们耶稣基督在十字架上所成的那个大功，我们才能够分享这个新生命。
And this newness means something that is totally different from our past experiences.
这个新生命就是说和我们过去的生命是完全不一样的。
And concerning this point, I try to find a way to convey it. I will do my best. If I'm not making it clear, may the Holy Spirit do the work of interpretation.
我这里想尽量解释，如果我解释的不是很清楚的话，愿圣灵能够做一个这个解释的事情。
Because in our concept, as we talk about new,
因为在我们的思想中，我们在谈这个新的时候，
and a lot of times we are talking about something that is not as old.
我们往往说，就这个新的和旧的是不一样的。
Because everything in this old creation in time is old or is getting old.
你知道，如果是旧的话，在这个生命中，它们都是慢慢的变越来越旧了，而且
，Yes， 在这个旧造里面，所有的事情都是陈旧的，或者呢即将变旧。Okay, so everything is old or is getting old.
所有的事情都已经旧了，或者是越来越变旧。
Yeah. For example, if a car is a manufactured,
我们知道，如果这个车造出来以后，
and once a car is a manufactured, it starts to depreciate.
这个车一旦造出来以后，它就开始贬值了。
And when the baby is born, and we start to ask how old is he or she.
当一个孩子生出来之后，我们就会问这个孩子几岁了，多老了。
So yeah, that's right. So in time, there's a depreciation and there is a oldness.
所以在随着时间的增长，就有这个贬值，然后就是变旧的这个事情。
Everything in time is getting old.
只要在时间的这个空间里面的话，这个每一样东西都是越变越旧的。
And yet, there's a newness.Described in the Word of God.
但是这个更新这个字就是说是在神的世界里面。
And that is something that is new to this old creation.
就是有一个新的东西对这个旧造来说是完全是新的。
Which we have never seen before.
我们从来没有见过这样的。
Which we have never experienced before.
我们从来没有经历过。
And that is totally new.
那个是完全新的。
It's forever fresh.
这个是永远是新鲜的。
It's forever vibrant.
越来越越来越这个越来越活泼啊。
Sorry, I'm giving our translator a hard time. So this newness is in the life of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个更新的生命就是在耶稣基督里面的生命。
And for the fallen nature, human nature, we have never experienced that, but now this life is in you and in me, brothers and sisters.
作为一个人败坏的本性来说，我们从来没有经历过这样一个更新的生命，但是这个新生命现在就在你和我中间。
And because of this newness, because of this new life, we have a new position.
因为这个新生命，我们就是有了一个新的地位。
And this new position is in Christ.
这个新的地位就是在耶稣基督里的。
And this in means that this is a for the our living environment.
这个新的话就是说我们生活周围的环境就是新的。
And talk about the sphere of influence.
这个就讲了这个我们这个周围对我们影响的一个环境。
And for example, a lot of us came from the Far East.
我们中间很多人都是从远东来的。
And when we were back in our old countries, we have our own living environment.
我们回到我们以前的祖国的话，我们有那时候的生活的环境。
And we were under the influence of the old systems.
我们在那个旧的环境中，旧的系统中受周围环境的影响。
But as we moved to the States,
当我们搬到美国来以后，
and all of a sudden we find out that, oh wow, there's a new different set of rules and principles.
我们会发现这里有一套完全不一样的规则和条规。
And the states became our new environment.
这个美国就变成了我们一个我们周围的新的环境。
And that is a, so there's a, for us, we need to have this transition adaption into this new living environment.
因为这个是环境是完全新的，我们就要有这个一个转换的过程，能够让我们适应这个完全新的环境。
And so I think at this for our time, as we first came to the States, we used the term cultural shock.
我们当我们第一次刚来美国的时候，我们用这么一个字来描述这种变化，就是文化的这个
冲击
啊。
Yeah. But probably nowadays because the internet is so prevalent and there's no more shock.
现在的话，因为网络这样的发达，所以对那里的人说，大概就没有这样一个冲击了。
But the point is, we were in an old living environment. Now we are in a new.
这个，但是这个关键的点就是说，我们以前生活在旧的一个环境中，现在我们到了一个新的环境中。
But as we believe in the Lord, we were in the old Adam. The old Adam was our living environment, but now we are in Christ.
但是我们以前所有的旧的环境就是那个老旧的亚当的环境，但是我们新的环境就是耶稣基督的环境。
And so in Christ, everything he has is ours.
在耶稣基督里，耶稣基督所有的那一切的东西现在都是我们的了。
And Christ has become the sphere of influence. We are under a different set of rules.
这个基督就变成了我们周围的环境，我们就在一个新的规则下生活了。
And who he is, what he has done will become our portion.
耶稣基督是谁，他做了什么，就变成了我们生命中的条规。
And Colossians chapter 2,
哥罗西书第二节，
and it talks about the fullness of a deity dwell in the bodily form.
就是说父在父中间
有形有体的居住
有形有体的
基督
在基督里有形有体。
And so that bodily form talks about the experience we could have
就是说他所有的在父中间所有的经验我们也能够有。
And not only we have this new position,
不但我们有了这个新的地位。
And brothers and sisters, because of this new life, we have this new nature.
弟兄姐妹们，因为这个事情，我们也有了一个我们新的这个本质。
Yeah, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17, Paul says that we are a new creature.
在哥林多后书说，保罗说我们是一个新的创造。
Yeah, or there's another translation talk about we are a new creation.
我们是新造的。
Yeah, so there's something new the Lord has granted to us.
所以这个神给了我们一个新的生命。
And we have this new nature in us.
我们这个 我们在我们里面也有了这个新创造
新
生命
and in that new nature we have this new spirit and we have this new heart and also with the indwelling of the Holy Spirit
我们有了这个新生命之后我们也有了一个新的心能够让我们能够接受这个新的圣灵
our spirit has been quickened
我们的圣灵已经
我们的灵
已经改变了
And our spirit has become the dwelling place for the Holy Spirit.
我们的灵就变成了圣灵的一个住所。
And our fellowship with God now has been restored.
我们和神的交通现在被恢复了。
And our hearts was just like a heart of a stone before.
我们以前的心就像一块石头一样。
But now it has become a heart of a flesh.
我们现在就变成像肉是
肉心
而且变成一个肉心了、
So as you know there's as a heart of a stone is a very hard cold and not much response
我们以前像石头一样的心是又冷又硬是没有反应的
and now it's a heart of a flesh that is when it's a flesh it's a full of a feeling it's a very something you touch, you can feel that something is responding.
我们现在用肉做的心就是柔软的，是有很多感觉的。如果我们用手触摸的话，它会反应的。
And because our hearts has become made of a flesh, now we can be moved by the Lord, can be touched by the Lord, can be led by Him.
因为我们的心现在是肉做的，所以我们就会被神的圣灵所感动，也会被神的圣灵所带动。
And oftentimes we heard the brothers and sisters sharing their testimony as they believe in the Lord.
我们很多时间听弟兄姐妹分享他们的见证，就是他们怎样信神的。
How they were touched by the Lord, how their heart had been softened.
是他们是怎样被神所触摸，他们的心是怎样变软的。
And one brother shared, the moment he accepted the Lord, his heart became so soft, it's like freshly made noodles.
有一个弟兄这样分享说他刚开始信神的时候他发现他的心变成了这么软就像一个刚刚新鲜做的面条一样
软得像面条、he came from the northern China yeah, so it's,
他从、中国北方来所以他比较熟悉这个面条
yeah probably yeah English version of that probably is a freshly made pasta or something. Yeah.
如果是英文的话，它大概就是新鲜做出来的这个 pasta.
Yeah. Okay. So, but anyway, there is something changed in our hearts.
不管怎样，就是说我们在心里有一些事情已经变化了。
And in the past, before we didn't have any response or reaction to the Lord, His love.
我们以前对神的爱是没有反应的。
But now it has been softened.
但现在我们的心已经柔软了。
But unfortunately, brothers and sisters, we did have a good start.
但是很幸运的是，我们有一个很好的开端。
But as years go by,
但是随着年岁随着一年一年的过去
，and our Christians could easily fall back into our old habits.
我们这些基督徒也很容易的会变成我们回到我们以前的样子。
And we would like to use our head try to come to know our Lord.
我们有时候会用我们的我们自己的思想来认识神。
And instead of using our heart in our spirit fellowshipping with Him,
而不是用我们的心、用我们的灵来和神能够交通。
So we may have accumulated a lot of head knowledge.
我们有可能掌握了很多思想上的知识。
But a lot of times we have lost the freshness, the softness before the Lord.
但是很多时间我们就是失去了那个心里的柔软也失去了很新鲜的那个在神里面新鲜的感觉
so, but as a side note I think we need to be balanced and it's, we do need to have the truth of the Lord
作为一个被一个注解我也要说我们真的是要知道能够和懂得神
And the truth is a fact, and that's where we can rest our faith upon.
这个真理就是事实，那个真理就是我们能够把我们的心放在上面，能够休息的地方，安息的地方啊。
We will build our faith based upon the truth.
我们在这个真理上能够建立我们的这个信心。
But if our understanding is only at the intellectual level,
但如果我们对神的理解只是在一个书本上的知识的话，
And if I only stay in our head,
如果这个知识只是停留在我们的脑子里面的话，
And with not that much life experience,
那个是一个只是一个生活的经验，
没有太多生命的经验。And our Christian, our spiritual life could be developed not as a well balanced.
我们这对圣经的知识就是不是很平衡的，这样培养起来。
属灵生命
就不是很平衡。
And so probably we will see a Christian with a very big head.
我们可能看见这样一个基督徒，他的头脑很大。
And now.As he starts to walk, it's a little bit head heavy.
当他行走的时候，他就是这个头，因为头很大，他就失去有点不平衡。
And so instead of running after the Lord, he is wobbling after the Lord.
他没有在那里跟着神跑，而是跟着神晃来晃去在后面。
So brothers and sisters, the Lord started the good work in us.
弟兄姐妹们，神在我们里面做工。
And we need to continue to stay in that fellowship, in our spirit, in our heart with Him.
我们应该跟随着神在我们的心中。
And now, not only do we have this new position and a new nature, but we also have this new relationships.
不但我们有了一个这样一个新的和神有一个新的本质，我们也要有一个和神之间有一个新的关系。
That new relationship has been established, restored by our Lord Himself.
这个新的关系就是由我们的主耶稣基督建立的，或者是恢复的。
So the first aspect of that relationship is our relationship with our Father.
第一个这个生命的这个表现呢，就是说我们和神的关系。
And now we have received the Lord. Now we have become children of God, brothers and sisters.
我们接受了主耶稣基督，我们就变成了神的儿女。
And the world tries to define us a lot of times.
这个世界很多时候，他们就要在那里败坏我们。
也许说为我们的身份下个定义。So try to define. Yeah.
他 define us. Sorry.
Yeah, define. Yeah.
So define.
Yeah.
他很多这个世界上很多时候他们要在我们的身份上贴一个标签。
Yeah. And especially for young people.
特别是年轻的弟兄。
And they are also trying to find their identities in the world.
他们那些年轻人特别想要在这个世界上找到自己的定义。
And they try to use status, wealth, position, or fame to define themselves.
他们往往会用他们的地位、他们的财富和其他的一些方面来定义他们自己。
But brothers and sisters, now as we are Christians, we are children of God.
但是弟兄姐妹们，我们现在是基督徒，我们是神的儿女。
And that is our noble identity.
这个就是我们我们这个一个圣洁的一个标记。
身份，
高尚的一个标身份。
Yeah. And we are princes and princesses of the High King.
我们是圣洁的王的公子和王子和公主。
That's right. Our God is no longer remote.
我们的主不再是很遥远的了。
And he is not just a distant God over up there.
他不再是那个离我们很远的一个神。
And but we have this alive relationship, so he could become very intimate to us.
我们和神有这样一个亲密的关系，他 就和我们很亲近了。
And that intimate relationship is a father and son relationship.
那个很亲密的关系就像是父亲和儿子的关系。
My son is not with me today, so I can talk a little about him.
我的儿子今天和我在一起，我可以讲讲他的事情。
不在一起
啊，
对对对，
我就可以讲讲他的事情。
Actually, I already asked his permission.
我已经问过他，他说可以谈这个事情。
Yeah. So my son, when he was little, he was very chubby.
我的儿子他很小的时候，他很调皮，还是很胖很胖，哎，
对对对 ，Yeah. So a lot of times I would just hold him on my lap, and that's the way I show my love and care, and he also enjoyed it.
很多时间我就很喜欢抱着他，因为我就向众人显示我对他很爱，他也很喜欢这样被我抱着。
Yeah. But the expression is not it's just to him, not to the rest.
对他儿子的爱。
So now he is already a teenager.
现在我的儿子已经是一个少年人了。
And
高中生了。
And so he is a kind of a tall and skinny.
他现在又瘦又高。
And it's much taller than I am.
他比我高很多。
And so now it could be a little bit awkward to hold him on my lap.
现在我抱着他就很奇怪了。
That's really awkward. But we still have a chance that sometimes we could shoot some hoops together, and we have some conversation about some life issues and also experiences in the Lord.
但是我们现在也可以很亲密，我们有时候可以谈得很深，我们可以讲一些我们生活的经验和我和神的关系的这个有关的事情。
And so even there's in terms of a form or expression of that relationship could be different with age.
所以说他在不同的年龄，我和他的关系和亲密的关系可以有不同的表现的形式。
But that relationship is there.
但是我和他的关系还是在那里。
So dear brothers and sisters, we have this intimate relationship with our God who is our Father.
我们弟兄姐妹们，我们和我们的神有这样一个亲密的关系，他是我们的父神。
So every time as we come before him, we do not just see a stern, angry face anymore.
所以每一次我们和神亲近的时候，我们不再会看见那个很严肃的脸了。
And rather we are coming to a loving Father.
但是实际上我们是和一个慈爱的父亲。
Yes, indeed, our God is a great God.
事实上，我们的神是一个大神，伟大的神。
Yeah, and in His greatness, every time as we draw near to Him, He shall be feared.
我们每次亲近神的时候，我们是要敬畏的。
Yeah, we come with this holy reverence.
我们要在这里充满了一个尊崇敬畏的心，亲近神。
And yet, in this reverence, there's also intimacy.
在这个敬畏的心之外，我们也还有一个亲密的关系。
And that is our new relationship we have with our God, the Creator. He is our Father.
这个就是我们和这个神，我们伟大的他创造万物的神一个亲密的关系。
So now, not only do we have this direct relationship with our God,
现在不止我们有这个一个直接的关系和神在我们和神有一个直接的关系。
But we also have this life relationship with our brothers and sisters.
我们和弟兄姐妹也有一个生命的关系。
So brothers and sisters, we are no longer, we're not just church friends.
我们弟兄姐妹们，我们不再只是我们和弟兄姐妹间不再是只是一个教会的朋友的关系。
Yeah, we don't just come once a few times a week to meet our church friends.
我们不是说我们每周来几次和我们教会里的朋友相互碰碰头。
And rather we have this same life. We share this same life. We are brothers and sisters in the Lord.
而我们有这样一个相同的生命，我们这个相同的生命是和我们的弟兄姐妹们分享。
And probably brother and sister remember in Gospel according to John chapter 20.
我们大家还记得约翰福音第二十章。
And when Jesus was crucified on the cross.
当耶稣基督在十字架上受死的时候。
Yeah, he saw his earthly mother Mary and his disciple John.
他看见他在地上的妈妈，还也看见了是我们这个使徒约翰。
And he said to his mom, "And woman, behold your son."
他对他的妈妈说，妇人，这。看你的儿子。
And he said to his disciple John,
他对他的门徒约翰说，
And behold your mother.
再看啊，这是你的妈。
Brother and sister, because of what the Lord did on the cross, he has made Mary and John to be part of the biggest family in the universe.
因为我们的主在十字架上，他把这个玛丽和他的和约翰变成了一个这个基督徒大家庭中的一员。
Yeah, that is the biggest family, the family of God.
他那个是个最大的家庭，就是神的家。
And that includes all the saints in Christ.
他那个家包括所有在基督里的圣徒。
And we have this because we have this life and we have this relationship and that relationship transcends our differences.
我们有这样弟兄姐妹，因为我们有这样一个生命，我们有这样一个和神的关系，就这个就变成了使我们改变了我们的生命。
超越我们外面不同。
就是使我们超越了我们外面不同的地方。
Yeah, that includes our ethnic backgrounds or our cultural backgrounds, our languages, and many, many other differences.
这个就超越了我们就比如说肤色的不同，还有我们语言的不同，还有我们生活中很多不同的地方。
Yeah. And so I remember a few, quite some years ago, and when we're still down in Portland, Oregon.
我还记得几年前我们还住在波特兰的时候。
And we live in a two-storied apartment.
我们住在一个两层楼的一个公寓里面。
And we just noticed underneath of us on the first floor there was a Caucasian elderly couple.
我们知道，我们才注意到我们住二楼，一楼是住了一对白人夫妇。
Yeah, and 年长。
年长的人，年长的夫妇。
Yeah, so but we didn't get a chance to know them.
我们没有找到机会和认识他们。
And for that particular period of time, I was greatly touched by the love of the Lord.
那个时候我真的是很受神的感动。
And so every morning I would get up early, and then I would sing some songs, and then also I would be reading His Word.
每天早晨我那个时候会起来唱几首圣诗，然后要读一些神的话语。
And one day, as my wife and my kid and myself were taking a walk in our community.
有一天我的太太和我的孩子，我们一家在那个我们这个住的地方一起去在外面散步的时候。
And then we just bump into that elderly couple.
我们就碰到了那个老年的夫妇。
And so the husband just approached me.
他的那个先生就在那里向我走来。
And he said, so, and at the same time he approached me, he just stretched out his hand.
他向我走来的时候，他就伸出他的手。
Said, so you are a believer.
他说：“你也是信神的。”
Yes, I am a Christian, but with a little bit surprise, how did he know?
我说：“是啊，我是基督徒，但是我有些惊讶，他怎么知道的呢？”
And so as we were shaking our hands, and he continued on.
当我们在那里握手的时候，他接着说。
I could hear your singing every morning.
我每天都听见你唱圣诗啊。
And so, but even we have so many differences, outwardly speaking.
所以说我们在外面看起来有那么多的不同。
And but at the moment as we shook our hands, we feel there's a connection in life between us.
当我们在那里握手的时候，我们感觉到我们中间有一个这样一个关系，有连接在一起的关系。
Brothers and sisters, that is a life relationship among us.
那个就是生命的关系，在我们中间生命的关系。
That transcends all our differences.
那些就是完全就把我们那些不同的地方放到一边了。
And because we share the same life.
因为我们分享一个相同的生命。
So not only individually do we live in this new nature.
所以说我们在个人来说，我们是不同的。 在这个生命中是不同的。
We have this new relationships.
我们有一个新的关系。
And but also corporately as a church, we have been made into one new man.
但整个来说，作为一个教会，我们也变成了一个新人。
So, brothers and sisters, indeed. So not only individually we could enjoy our Lord's provision.
不但我们个人可以享受神的供应，
but the Lord has broken down the barrier of the dividing wall so that we could be made into one new man.
神也在那里用他自己能够打碎了这个分隔的墙，让我们在一起能够变成一个新人。
So brothers and sisters, every time as we gather, if we can see from that perspective, probably we could have some new understanding about gatherings.
所以弟兄姐妹们，当我们聚集的时候，我们如果能从那个方面想一想的话，我们就会有一个新的在我们的关系上有一个新的认识。
And yes, indeed, our Lord is gracious. He is our good shepherd. Every time as we gather, if we turn our hearts toward Him, He will supply to all our needs.
我们知道我们的神是充满慈爱的神。每次我们集的时候，如果我们能够把我们的心转向他，他是一个好牧人，他会供应我们所有所需的东西。
But also our God has a need every time in our gathering, every time as we gather.
但是我们神也有这样一个需要，每次我们聚集的时候。
And it is a chance that we are showing forth to the world that there is a new man here.
我们这也有了这样一个机会，能够显示给世人看，我们这里是一个新造的人。
And all the barriers has been broken down.
所有的中间的阻隔已经被打破了。
And this group of people are gathering in such a way that is different from the rest of the world.
这些在那里聚集是这样一个形式，是完全和世人是不一样的。
And this group of people are serving in such a way that you can find none other in this world.
这些人在那里用这样一种方式来侍奉，这种方式你在世上也看不到的。
And there is a one new man here.
这些他们就是一个新造的人。
Brothers and sisters, The Lord's desire is not just for us to receive His blessings individually, personally.
主的心意不单是让我们作为一个个人能够承受他的赐予，他的祝福。
But His heart is on His church, the corporate body.
但是神的心是在一个。这个教会的身上是整个一个完整的整体。
So, brothers and sisters, we do thank the Lord for what He has done for us and in us.
我们真的是感谢神，他为我们所做的和在我们中间所在我们心里所做的。
And we have a new position in Christ.
我们在神的那里有一个新的地位。
And we are a new creature, a new creation.
我们是一个新造的人。
And we have this new relationship.
我们和神有一个新的关系。
And we are made into one new man.
我们变成了一个新造的人。
And this is a position, this is a provision by our gracious Father, our loving Father in our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个是一个新的神所给我们的一个新的供应，在主耶稣基督里面的。
But a lot of times in our life experiences, probably we have not fully experienced those provisions.
但是在我们生命中，有可能我们没有完全的体验到神这样充满的供应。
And one time, Brother Spurgeon says this.
有一次弟兄叫 Spurgeon 的
斯布森
说了这么一句话。
And he said that for us Christians, sometimes we are like a mouse. Mouse.
老鼠。
Mouse in a barn filled with grains.
我们基督徒就像老鼠一样，这个老鼠呢住在一个有很多稻谷的这个粮仓里面。
Yeah. And the barn is filled with grain, and yet that mouse was starting to die.
这个粮仓里充满了谷物，但是那个老鼠快要饿死。
And the brother and sister, our position in Christ, all his abundance and all he has done will be yours, will be ours.
弟兄姐妹们，我们的主耶稣基督是那样的充满，这个充满就是你和我的。
And if we are not to take a bite from what the Lord has provided for us, we could be just like the mouse, starving to death in a barn filled with grains.
如果我们不从那里主那里领受的话，就会像一个老鼠在那个充满谷物的粮仓里面饿死一样。
And therefore, we need to grow from our position into our condition.
所以我们要从我们的生命要成长，condition to
our position,
我们的位置到了我们的这个
出来的光景，
到了这样一个光景。
So that in another way, that is what the Lord has provided, has done for us, will be a reality in our daily lives.
就是神所供应我们的东西，我们要变成我们生命中的粮。
And so concerning that, I would like to briefly share a few points.
有关那个事情，我要这里要分享几点。
And concerning the process from the condition into position, or from what the Lord has done into a reality in our lives.
就是有关于这个从那个条件变成一个现实，或者神所做的变成我们生命中的一部分。我要分享几点。
Yeah, the first is it has to go through the work of the cross.
第一个就是要要行十字架的路。
And yes, in Romans chapter 6 verse 4, which we read.
在罗马书第六章我们读过的。
And he said, therefore we have been buried with him through baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life.
岂不是我们这受洗入耶稣基督的人是受洗归入他的死吗？所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式。
So, brothers and sisters, that's the true meaning of baptism.
这个就是这个受洗的一个新人的一个样式。
And it's to die with Christ and it's to live with Him.
和耶稣一起死，然后像耶稣一样的活。
And that is the work of the cross.
那个是十字架的工作。
Because the cross is to cancel out everything that is from the old creation.
因为十字架把所有旧造全部消除了。
Yeah. And then through the cross, the new creation will be ushered in our lives.
随着十字架，这个新生命就来到我们的生命中。
So may the Holy Spirit open the eyes of our inner man.
也使圣灵打开了我们的心灵，从是就使我们有心里头打开眼睛打开了。
So that we can truly see that we are already dead with Him.
我们真的是眼睛能够看见，我们已经随着耶稣基督已经死了。
And now we are living in His resurrection life.
我们现在就是生活在耶稣重生的生命中。
And that is why so important our Lord commanded His disciples to take up His cross and deny Himself and follow Him daily.
所以这个是就是我们的主耶稣基督叫他的门徒叫背起十字架能够跟随他。
Yeah. So it is through the walk of the cross then we can truly enter into this reality.
正是和神在一起行走，我们才能够来到这个现实中。
The work of the cross.
这个是我们来到神十字架的工作中。
And it also requires our consecration.
这个也要求我们有一个献身。
Yeah. And in Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2.
在罗马书12章1到2节。我继续来看一下。
So Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2.It says, therefore I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your body a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
Brothers and sisters, our mind dictates our walk.
弟兄姐妹们，我们的思想决定了我们的行为。
And we all like to have a renewed mind.
我们都想要有一个新的思想。
And if we still stay in our old mind.
如果我们仍旧在我们的旧的思想中的话
，And a lot of times we consider God's will is the way that is against our own will.
我们很多时候会想，神的意愿是和我们自己的想法是不一样的。
And that is true, because a lot of times we are so self-centered, so selfish, we only think of our own good.
那个是真的，因为我们很多时间是自私的，我们往往想着自己的事情。
But when our mind is renewed,
当我们的心思意念更新以后
then we can see God's way, God's will from a brand new perspective.
我们就能够看见神的想法，神的思维是在一个用一个新的办法来新的办法来想眼光来想。
And God's will is good, acceptable, and perfect.
神的心思意念是好的，是可以接受的，是完美的。
Yeah. In order to have our mind renewed,
为了我们的心思意念能够更新。
And it is said in Romans chapter 12, the first two verses.
在罗马书十二章第一开始两节是这样说的。
And we need to present our bodies as a living sacrifice.
我们要把身体献上当作活祭。
And it's we need to live a life of consecration.
我们要有一个奉献的生命。
And that is present ourselves on the altar.
就是把我们献上在祭坛上。
It is a transfer of a lordship.Over our lives,
这个就是
transfer worship 那主权的转移
那就是一个主权的转移
yeah. And so we no longer live for ourselves,
我们不再为我们自己活了
But now we are willing to live for the one who died and lived for us.
我们为了我们为我们死的那位而活
And also from the position into the condition that also definitely need the work of the Holy Spirit.
从这位置到那个现实，我们也要神的话语。
And we do thank the Lord because His Holy Spirit is now in you and in me.
我们真正要感谢神，他的圣灵现在在我和你之心中。
The Holy Spirit is also called the Spirit of Truth.
这个是圣灵也叫是也叫是真理的灵。
Yeah, and the truth also means that There's also a meaning to that is the reality.
这个真理也是有一个就是有这个现实这个意思。
实际
这个意思。
So John 16, the Lord says that the Holy Spirit will lead us into all the truth.
约翰十六章就说圣灵会带我们到所有的真理中。
Yeah. So brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit is now in you and in me.
这个圣灵现在在你和我中间。
And He constantly speaks to you and me.
不断地和你和我说话
And we need to pay attention to him.
我们要仔细地听
And we are be attentive to him.
我们也应该关心这个事情
And you know, in our daily lives, we are in this world, and a lot of times our hearts and our minds are filled with all kinds of noises.
我们知道我们生活在这个世界中，我们的心思意念充满了各种这个世界上的事情。
And our attention could be occupied by so many other things.
我们的注意力会被很多的事情，这些世上的事情所吸引。
But how much do we need to spend time with our Lord?
我们应该在神那里要花多少时间呢
？And how much do we need to spend time to quiet ourselves before Him to listen to Him?
我们应该在神面前应该有花多少时间安静下来听神的话语呢
If we are willing,
如果我们愿意的话
And the Lord will do just as He promised, the Holy Spirit will lead us into all the truth.
神就会做他所应许的那样，那个圣灵会带领我们知道所有的真理。
And the last point concerning from the position into the condition.
最后一点有关于这个从我们的位置到我们一个情形的话是这样
And it is a growing process, brothers and sisters.
这个是一个成长的过程。
And when we believe in the Lord, at that moment we were made new.
当我们信神的那一刻，我们就变成新的了。
And as we read through the word of the Lord, we can see that there's another word, renew.
我们读神的话语的话，我们又读到另一个字，那叫更新。
And that is to be to made new again.
就是说，就是又让我们重新变成新的。
And so for our Christians, growing process is a new and a renew.
我们这个基督徒成长的过程，其实就是一个更新和不停的更新的过程。
Yeah, it's a new and a being renewed.
是一个新的和不停的被更新的过程。
And the Lord's provision is a new every morning.
神每天的供应在早晨的时候，在早晨的时候都是新的。
In order for us to grow continuously, to be renewed continuously,
为了我们能够成长，能够让我们不断的被更新。
And we need to come to Him constantly.
我们要不停的到神面前来。
And what a promise, what a blessings are from the word of the Lord.
是神的话语是多大的祝福啊。
And the Lamentation, chapter 3, it says,
在耶利米哀歌第三章他是这样说的。
And the Lord's loving kindness indeed never cease, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness.
这里是这样说，我们不至消灭，是出于耶和华诸般的慈爱，是因他的怜悯不至断绝。每天早晨这都是新的，你的诚实极其广大。
Brothers and sisters, let us start our morning by spending time with our Lord.
弟兄姐妹们，让我们每天早上都花时间和神在一起。
And to truly receive this new kindness, loving kindnesses and passions, compassions for us.
真的是能够让我们接受这个神所爱我们的慈爱和我们他给我们的给我们的怜悯。
So sometimes we may have ups and downs.
有时候我们有上有下，我们生命中有上有下。
And sometimes we feel we become very, very dry.
有时候我们会觉得我们真的是很干枯。
And feel like we are not making any progress in our spiritual walk.
有时候我们觉得我们在属灵的成长中没有成长。
But brothers and sisters, let's come before the Lord.
但是弟兄姐妹们，让我们到神面前来。
Let's come before the Lord to be renewed again.
让我们到神面前来，让我们能够被神更新。
And also through our daily fellowship with the Lord.
但是也是通过我们每天和神的这个同工和神的交通。
Our inner man can be renewed day by day.
我们里面的生命也是会被每日的更新。
And 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 16.
在哥罗西后书第四章十六节是这样说的。
And he says that therefore we do not lose heart, and though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day.
所以我们不丧胆，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新似一天。
And compared to some of the brothers and sisters, I'm not as old.
和弟兄姐妹们比较，我不是很老的。
Some of them.
一些弟兄姐妹有一些有年轻。
Yeah, but I also experience quite a few aches and pains.
我也觉得我的后背痛。
Yeah. So yes, our outer man is just like the rest of the world is decaying.
我们知道我们这个身体就像是在日渐衰败。
And we are getting old, we are aged.
我们变老了，我们就年岁也增长了。
Yeah. And but for us as Christians, we have these blessings. Our inner man can be renewed day by day.
但是我们有这样一个祝福，我们内心的人是一天比一天新。
And the inner man is the Holy Spirit in our spirit.
这个内心的人就是我们在我们里面的圣灵。
And just through our daily fellowship with the Lord.
和只要我们每天和神有交通。
And our inner man could be strengthened and could be renewed.
我们的里面的新人就越来越有力量，越来越更新。
And that it will go beyond the decaying and the corruption of time.
这个就不会随着时间那样逐渐的衰败。
And it could become every vibrant and fresh.
是这个生命是越来越活泼，越来越新鲜。
And one elderly brother in our assembly was taken away by the Lord last month.
我们那个教会的有一位年长的弟兄上个月被主接去了。
And he really lived a full life. He passed away at the age of 93.
他真的是有一个很好的生命。他是93岁的时候被主接去的。
He was not involved that much service, but and yet his presence in the meeting was a great blessing to many.
他不是参加很多的活动，但是他每次都在那里坐在那里，是对于我们其他弟兄的一个祝福。
In his memorial, and a lot of brothers and sisters remember his big smile.
在他追思礼拜的时候，很多弟兄姐妹记得的就是他一个很大的一个微笑。
And there's some leaders share that every time and they saw him as they were leading songs and seeing our brother sitting there, there was a great encouragement.
我们那里有一个带诗歌的弟兄，每次都说看见我们那个年长的弟兄坐在那里，就是对他一个很大的鼓励。
And in his 90s, he enjoyed singing every time.
在他九十多岁的时候，他每次都很喜悦能够在那里唱诗歌。
And the same hymn book, probably he has a song for so many, many, many times.
同样一本圣诗，他都唱同一首歌有那么多次的时间。
And yet every time when he sang the song, he feel like it's a fresh as new to him, and he enjoyed it very much.
每次他唱那个圣诗的时候，他都觉得这个是一个新鲜的，对他是一个更新。
And he would just nod his head and move his hand along with the music, just like a conductor.
他在那里头也在摇，手也在动，就像一个乐队的指挥一样。
And some of the speakers shared that actually every time as they saw the brothers sitting in the podium, and that was a great encouragement to them as well.
对那些讲员来说，看这样一个弟兄坐在那里，对他们也是一个很大的鼓励。
And the topics of the message might not be new to him.
那些讲的主题对他来说不见得是新的了。
And yet to him it seems ever fresh. He was kind of closing his eyes halfway and enjoying the message very much.
但是对他来说，每一次讲到都像新的一样，他都在那里仔细的听，闭上他的眼睛，都很喜悦这样的讲。
Only halfway, not all the way.
半闭的眼睛，
yeah,
半开的眼睛。
Yeah, so he enjoyed he was awake, enjoyed the message.
他很喜悦听这样的信息。
And he was nodding his head.
他在那里点头。
So brothers and sisters, unknowingly, he was supplying life to many others.
弟兄姐妹们，他在那里就是为很多人这个有
供应生命，
供应了生命。
Yeah. And even in his 90s,
即使他已经九十多岁了。
And you can see there's a freshness, there's a vibrance in his life, in him.
你可以看见这样有一个他生命里面有那样一个新鲜，有那样一个活泼在里面。
Praise the Lord, what a blessing we could have in him.
真是感谢主，真是感谢主，能够我们有他这样一个弟兄。
Even our in Christ
在基督里面。
Yeah. Even our outer man is decaying.
其实我们外表的生命正在衰败。
And yet our inner man is being renewed day by day.
我们里面的新人正在一天一天的被更新。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord desired us to walk in newness of life.
弟兄姐妹们，我们的主希望我们在一个新人中每天成长。
He has given us this new life for us to live.
他给了我们这个新生命让我们成长。
And we pray that the Lord will continue to open our eyes.
我们祷告神能够接着打开我们的眼。
And to truly see what position we have in Him.
真是能让我们看见我们在他里面有怎样的光景。
And to truly see the new nature we have received through that life.
真是能让我们看见我们的新我们所接受在他里面接受的新生命。
And we have this a new relationship with our Father and also with one another.
我们有这样一个新的关系和我们的父亲，也同样有一个这样一个新的关系和我们弟兄姐妹们。
And we have been put together as one new man.
我们在这里被放在一起，就变成了一个新人。
May the Lord continue to lead us so that we can truly live out that reality.
愿神接着带领我们，能够让我们活出这样一个新生命。
Just in our daily walk, in our gatherings, and we can truly testify of Him.
在我们每日的生活生命中，能够为主做见证。
And that's our word of prayer.
Let's 让我们一起祷告。
Lord, we do want to thank you and praise you for your finished work on that cross.
我主啊，我们真是要感谢你，你在那十字架上所做成的大功。
Lord, we thank you for pouring out your life upon us.
主啊，感谢你，为我们倾倒这样的大爱。
And Lord, we pray that as we have heard your word.
主啊，谢谢你，我们在这里听你的话的时候。
And Lord, it is such a reminder to us that we shall walk in newness of life.
真是对我们一个提醒，我们应该在。每天成为一个新人。
And we shall be attentive to the leading of the Spirit.
我们真是要注重圣灵的带领。
And how much do we need to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice to you?
我们也应该怎样向你献上我们身体作为活祭。
And we also allow your work of the cross to do a deeper work in us.
我们也愿你在十字架的大能能够做一个更大的工作在我们里面。
So that day by day we can be renewed.
所以每天我们都能够更新。
And just in our daily walk, and we can testify of you.
在我们的每天的生活中，我们也能够为你做见证。
And Lord, we thank you for being with us.
主啊，谢谢你和我们在一起。
And I pray that the Lord, since you have begun the good work,
因为你开始了那个大的工。
And the Lord, you will complete it.
主啊，你也会在那里完成这个大的工。
We give all the thanks.To you.
我们谢谢。
In Jesus' most precious name we pray.
奉主耶稣宝贵的圣名。
Amen.